The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Just another disclaimer, I want to say that everything I talk about in this podcast is very subjective. I'll be talking about my own opinions and thoughts, and you do not have to agree with me. I encourage you to have your own opinion and not feel attacked if my opinion is different from yours. Thank you and enjoy the show!
I'm like gonna read four more chapters.
That made me
enemies
to lovers. Yes, please. Is it seriously 2 a.m.?
We got back together.
I'm literally gonna
throw my book.
Shh.
Sorry.
You're listening to the Midnight Romantics podcast.
Bedtime's option, right?
What's up, readers? Welcome back to the Midnight Romantics podcast. So, as promised last week, our sports romance episode is a two-part episode, and so today Mia is joining me again, and we are going to play some really fun sports romance games. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and just as a reminder, please follow the Midnight Romantics on Instagram so you can stay up to date with all the content I will be posting. With that, let's get to the episode. So, the game is called Smash or Bench. So, Smash is you love this trope and you would keep it. And then Bench is that you would, it's not something that you necessarily love, or, like, it's kind of iffy on it.
Yes.
And you maybe get rid of it. So, the first one I have here is Force Proximity. Smash or Bench?
Smash.
Smash?
Yeah. I liked Force Proximity. It really depends on the characters and what kind of forced proximity they're put into.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, I really like it, and I think it shows good development of characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I liked forced proximities when they're enemies to lovers.
Mm-hmm.
I like the development of a relationship there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll also say Smash for this one. I think this one, it's like, it's one where it's like, if it's done well, then like, I'll really enjoy it.
Yes.
But like, I think it can present, like, a good opportunity for characters to, like, develop a relationship and get to know each other because they have to interact with each other. So, yeah, I'll say Smash for this one. The next one is, a rivalry.
I love it. Smash.
I love it. Smash.
Smash. Oh, yeah. I think I like rivalry. I like rivalry when they're not, like, competing against each other, though. I like it more so when it's like a player and then like either like a f- not a fan whoa like a player
not a fan, whoa.
A player and like a like a like someone who works for the team or
mm-hmm.
someone who works for the opposite team, like something more like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where like they're not faced to see each other while playing the sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so like after the sport, like, it's, like, that's where the rivalry is founded.
Yeah. I totally get that. I'd probably say also Smash. Because, like, I don't know. Enemies to Lovers for me has always been, like, an iffy one. Because my favorite trope, as everyone knows, is Friends to Lovers. So, it's, like, it's, like, the opposite. But, like, I feel like I give it a bad rep. And it's, like, when it's done well, I will probably enjoy it. And it's, like, interesting because with heated rivalry, they're never really, like, enemies with each other.
Yes.
It's more so of, like, a team thing. So, it's, like, it's interesting because it's, like, it's not really, like, a enemies rivalry thing, which, it's just interesting to me. But, yeah, I think I would like it. I know, for me, my favorite sports romance, it's a figure skating book, which is, like,
oh.
It's so me, of course. Of course, out of all the sports books, I'm gonna pick a figure skating book.
Is it the one by
It's by Lane Fargo. I posted about it on the Midnight Romantics Instagram because I read it over the winter break. And it's called The Favorites.
Oh.
And it kind of has an aspect. It's like a very like, because they're figure skaters, but they're like ice dance partners, but they're like, they've been in love with each other since like childhood. So
aww.
It combines my friends to lovers, but then things happen where they kind of get separated and then there's like a rivalry, kind of like a enemies like aspect between them. And it's so interesting. And it's also told in like, there's like an aspect of like a documentary format to it. So if you kind of like Daisy Jones and the Six or something, like, you might enjoy this one. It's like kind of like a sports version, I guess. But it's, there's so much drama and I love reading about figure skating because it's just interesting and there's so much tea that happens.
Yes.
It's like it's a sport with tea and drama. So read that one, but that definitely has like a Friends Lovers and an enemies rivalry aspect, yeah. which is kind of like, I appreciate that because it kind of combines them both yes. together, I think. Okay, my next one is, let's see, let's do Golden Retriever.
Ooh.
This one is interesting, I think.
I think Smash, but it's like a Smash, like,
yeah.
I like it. I think I like when the guy's Golden Retriever and the girl's more like Grumpy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Grumpy Sunshine was another one I had on the list, because I feel like that's a common one that you see often in sports romance.
Like, I think I, oh, but I do like a very, like, I like a grumpy male and, like, a bubbly girl, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think Smash. I think Golden Retriever is a good trope. I just think sometimes, like, the way characters are presented as Golden Retriever can be a little jarring sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you acting like that?
Mm-hmm. I feel like with Golden Retriever, I'd say probably also a Smash for me, but I feel like with Golden Retriever, there's a fine line between, like, having it done really well and overdoing it.
Yes.
Where it becomes, like, insanely frustrating, I think, yes. to read about. So, like, I definitely think there's, like, there's a line there. Because yes. I feel like when, because Golden Retriever, I feel like, can, like, bleed over into, like, being just, like, clingy and annoying.
Yes.
And so I feel like that's the line where you're, like, you gotta, like, stay away from that. Yeah. Like, stop it there.
When the Golden Retriever is, like, overly possessive and you're exactly. like, whoa, that's, what are you
doing? No. I feel like possessiveness is another thing that associate with sports romance as well.
It is.
Yeah, I feel like that one is, it's a fine line there. Okay, the last one, actually, maybe I'll do two more.
I like this.
Teammate sister.
High key Smash. High key?
Smash, high key. Okay. I would probably say bench because, I don't know, I feel like I'm just, like, but then again, it's super entertaining to read.
Yes.
So, like, I'm kind of, it's, like, not something I would, like, maybe seek out to read, but, like, if it was there, I mean, I'd probably be entertained. Yeah. You know?
I think with teammate sister, the thing is, sometimes teammate sister also bleeds into, like, I'm a big enemies to lovers fan. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know me, I love a good enemies to lovers. And I feel like sometimes teammate sister can bleed into enemies
yeah.
to lovers.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And cause, like, conflict between, yes. like, the athlete and their friend or whatever. Or their, yeah.
And I'm a big drama person. I love the drama. Bring me the drama.
Oh, absolutely. Bring the drama whilst we're reading.
Exactly. So I think teammate sister is probably, like, one of the most dramatic tropes because mm-hmm. you're trying to hide the relationship. Like, I read, I don't know what the book is called, but it's a racing romance, like a Formula One romance. Oh, cool. And it was, like, enemy's sister.
Okay.
Or, like, rival sister. That was really good.
Okay. I think it does bring the drama.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I'm here for that, for sure.
Guys, I'm just smashing all of these tropes. This is really bad.
Okay, maybe I just didn't pick, I don't know, is there a trope that you're thinking of in sports romance that you don't really
Ooh.
Like?
I'm
putting you on the spot.
I can't lie. You're gonna hate me for this. I don't like friends to lovers in sports romance.
That makes sense, especially because if you're an enemies to lovers yes. person. And honestly, I think I'm kind of going to agree with you because I feel like friends to lovers does not really, like, is not really fitting to yes. a sports romance because I feel like there's always some sort of competitive edge.
Yes, I was gonna say that.
And that's, like, a key that's a cornerstone of the subgenre. And so I feel like, yeah, I don't think I've ever read or really seen much about a friends to lovers sports romance. So
I think the only real, like, friends to, like, are a lot of the friends to lovers sports romance is more of, it's the brother's sister thing mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, like, I just see you as a little sister. And sometimes, okay, maybe sometimes that trope gets a little weird too because they'll be like, oh, I see you as a little sister, and then they get together in the end and you're like,
yes,
wow,
that's where my issues come in, I think.
Wow.
Like, oh, I'm so, did they mean any of that they said before? Like,
clearly not.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do one more. The last one I have is fake dating.
I have a hate-love relationship with fake dating.
I agree.
I think I low-key smash.
Yeah, no, I'm smashing as well.
But again, I think all of these genres, if they're not done well, you're sitting there reading, like, this book needs to come to an end.
All of these tropes can be done horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like fake dating. I think when it's, like, I like fake dating when it comes when the trope has to do with like PR mm-hmm. versus like, I need to fake date, like to be like a wedding guest or like a guest somewhere.
I hate that. I hate that. And I feel like that is like become so popular as a trope. Like with like, oh my God, I need a date to my wedding. You want to come with me? I hate you. Or like, we barely know each other. Or like, we're being friends for so long. No.
Yeah.
Please don't. Like, I'm so over that.
Like, I don't mind it, but like in a sports romance, it's just kind of like it doesn't like, I just feel like it's never relevant to mm-hmm. the sport romance. So it's better if they're fake dating for like PR reasons or like something like that versus like. Yeah,
I agree. I totally agree with that. Yeah, because I've been, this isn't a sports romance, but I've always loved the To All the Boys I've Loved Before series. Yes. And I think that's a great example of like a cute YA that does fake dating really well. Yes. Because it's just like, it's adorable and I love it.
I agree.
So yeah, I definitely agree. Let's get rid of the need a date to the wedding. That is so played, so done. Just go to the wedding by yourself, okay?
I agree.
There's nothing wrong with doing things by yourself, okay?
Only book that like I really... I don't know if it's the only book that I ever really liked with fake dating, but The Spanish Love Deception, there's something about that book.
I have not read that one, so I can't comment.
But I don't know if I, like...
Because I feel like that one was almost, like, ahead of the curve of... I think that once that one became popular, then...
The influx?
Everyone jumped on that train. That's the thing with book talk and romance authors that I am frustrated with, is this, like, jumping on a train that's, like, just because it's popular and not necessarily what you want to write.
I 100% agree.
I think if authors wrote what they actually wanted to write, we'd have so many more diverse books, and I think it would be a lot better.
I definitely agree.
So stop jumping on the bandwagon. Be your own person, okay?
Yes.
Okay, this next game is super fun. So I've done something kind of similar to this before, but this one has a sports element to it. So I have a random generator, and I've put a bunch of sports into it. But the twist is, as I was telling Mia earlier, is all of the sports are not typically ones that you would find in sports romance. So I didn't put, like, baseball, hockey, soccer, basketball, whatever. We're talking, like, pickleball, squash, equestrian, water polo. Okay, we're talking all the niche sports that need their voices heard in the romance world.
It's
okay?
Your community sports.
It's your community sports, exactly. So I'm going to do the generator, and we are each going to get a sport, and then we're just going to come up with a really brief kind of plot idea, like maybe like a suggestion of characters, maybe a meet cute, and then a little bit of a plot. So let me get the spinner. Okay, so I have the spinner up, so we'll do Mia first, okay?
I'm scared.
Your sport is... Wheel is spinning, okay? There's a lot of sports out here, so let's see.
I'm scared. It's gonna
you
give me
have
some...
got... Rowing. Wow, that's exciting. Wow.
It's like a row team, like those big boats?
Yes, like the big, like the big boats.
It's gonna be like, maybe like a multiple couple situation.
They saw each other across the boat, and it was love at first sight. Okay. Mine is... Okay, spinning. We've removed rowing. Okay. Cricket.
Oh!
We've got cricket. Okay, I don't know too much about cricket. So I'm gonna... might have to do some Googling really quickly. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so we've got rowing and cricket. And we're gonna go put some ideas in the Story Blender. And we're gonna come back with a plot that might... or might not be cohesive. We'll see. Okay, we're back. So after much deliberation, we have come up with ideas that are questionably connected to the sports we got. So Mia got rowing and I got cricket. So Mia, would you like to go first and share your ideas for a rowing romance?
Guys, don't hate. Don't hate. I don't want... Okay, so they're rival rowers.
Ooh!
Okay, the setting, Summer Olympics. Rowing is an Olympic sport. We did... Okay, I know what you're thinking, rowing, like, big boats. No. They're single rowers. There's one of them on the boat, okay? And, okay... little backstory, they met when they were younger at a mixed rowing competition, because apparently those are a thing.
Okay, see, she did her research. Yes. Appreciate it.
A little thing about him, he's kind of like, he's very confident. He's kind of like, when he was younger, he was kind of that, like, class clown vibe, mm-hmm. low-key, a little bit cocky. You know the type.
You know the type.
Yes. And she's also kind of, she's competitive. Oh, sorry. She's competitive. And, like, as soon as they met, she was like, I don't like him. But he liked her. He just, like, didn't say anything because, like, oh, she doesn't like me. he clocked
ego,
it.
His ego was bruised.
Exactly. So they meet up again at the Summer Olympics, and they have a bet going to see who's going to win gold for their country. Obviously, like, it's a different sport. Well, not a different sport, but, like, male and female rowing. They're competing in two different events, but it's like who's able to get gold for, I don't know if I want them for different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think different countries, same country? Do you think it's more competitive for the same
country? I think probably more competitive if it's the same country. Kay, yeah.
Yeah, so they're competing for who can win gold. They have a bet going for who's going to win gold for their country, but different events. Okay. So they grew up competing against one another. Yes. At the Olympics, he makes a, like, he's the one who comes up with the bet because he wants to spend more time with her. And he's like, oh, like, low-key, I could convince her to like me.
Like, okay, manipulative yes. baddie.
He's like, let me spend some time with her. And little does he know, she has feelings for him, but is too embarrassed to admit them because she's like, who could like this loser? She's like, look at this guy.
She's like, what happened to my standards?
Yes.
That's so funny.
So she tries to distract herself by talking to other people, like other male rowers, to be like, maybe I'm just going crazy. Like, we're stuck in this Olympic village. Like, maybe the feelings aren't really, it's the forced proximity, she's thinking. So he gets jealous, and he's like, oh, what's this girl on? kind of thing. But then at the end, she kind of, she realizes, like, why am I trying to distract myself? Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And then I think I want them both to win gold, and the bet is kind of just, like, It
stops being relevant.
Yeah, it stops being relevant. And then she kind of brings that up. She's like, oh, like, now there's no need to talk to each other because the bet's kind of, like, flushed out. And then he's, like, and then he's the one who's kind of soft with his feelings, kind of contrasting how he was. And it's kind of like, wait, no. But, like, I really like you. And then that sparks her to be, like, I like you too.
Aww. I love the Olympic setting. I think that's really cool. I would love to, especially because the Olympics just happened. I'm like, I love the Olympics. Yes. And so, like, I think, like, reading one would be really cool.
And I think, too, having it set in the Olympics sets a standard for, like, them being in the same area.
Yeah,
the Olympic village is, like,
for sure,
the place to be.
It's the place to be.
So,
okay. Okay, mine, I kind of wanted it to be, like, darker.
Oh,
because cricket is just, like, cricket sounds, like, fun, yes. But I wanted to, like, juxtapose it. So, like, I kind of, pulling from, like, the book I was talking about earlier, The Favourites, I kind of wanted it to be told through, like, a past, present, like, documentary situation. So, like, we go back into the past, and then when we're in the present, it's kind of, like, told through, like, a documentary perspective. And so I wanted him to be, like, so in cricket, I learned through Googling, they're not pitchers, they're called bowlers, because, like, how they throw and stuff. So he's a bowler, like, even saying it. So he's, like, a star bowler on his, like, he starts off on, like, his university team. And he starts this, like, tumultuous relationship with, the girl who runs the highly esteemed school newspaper.
Oh.
So she wants to be a journalist. I don't know, maybe she's interested in sports journalism in particular, but she's interested, and maybe they meet when, like, she's doing a piece on the team or something, and, like, she catches his attention. But, like, overall, I wanted to kind of go into, like, the kind of the struggle between, like, greatness, like, wanting to achieve greatness and being, like, obsessed with, like, results. I don't know if anyone's read Carrie Soto Is Back, by Taylor Jenkins Reid, but it's kind of like it's a tennis book about this woman coming out of retirement and wanting to kind of win one last Grand Slam. And so kind of like that vibe where it's like, he'll stop at nothing to like achieve like what he sees as like being great. And maybe this is because he had like a lot of pressures on him as a child. And so he lies and cheats. And I want him to have like a doping plot that comes up a doping in cricket that comes up in the documentary. And kind of like having the girl who's doing like, who's his like love interest and like doing the journalism, kind of like almost getting her to lie for him kind of thing, where it's like, she gets caught up in his scandals and like, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's like some sort of like, I don't know, like Marty Supreme drug or like some sort of like Marty Supreme side plot where there's like weird stuff that happens. It's not related to the sport at all, and like maybe there's like a drug deal plot, I don't know. And so it's kind of like about how he like lies and cheats, and he like pushes away who's really important to him, because he really loves this girl, but does he love wanting to achieve greatness more? So that's my dark,
I love
weird
that.
Cricket romance. Hey, if you're an author who writes sports romance, we just gave you two ideas that are not hockey, not like baseball. Yeah. I don't know, nothing that's popular. So we gotta widen the genre to include more rowing and cricket books.
Yes.
Okay.
We did our research.
We did our research. Yes. I learned things just for this.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. Well, that about wraps up today's episode. Mia, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast. Had so much fun chatting and playing these games with you. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun as well. This was like, if you want to have me on again, I'd love to come back.
Absolutely. I'll lock in and read some classics, and then you can come back and we can talk about it.
Classics. I like sad romance.
Oh, me too.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to talk sad romance?
Let's talk sad romance. Okay.
Such a different vibe from this podcast.
Such a different vibe, but it needs to be said. Yeah, thank you so much for being here.
I love being here. Thank you.
So thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And I will see you next week. As a reminder, bedtime is optional. Finish your last chapter. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.